The first reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, we know that all things work for good for those who love God and who are called according to his purpose. For those he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, so that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. The word of the Lord. With delight I rejoice in the Lord. With delight I rejoice in the Lord. Though I trusted in your mercy, let my heart rejoice in your salvation. With delight I rejoice in the Lord. Let me sing of the Lord. He has been good to me. With delight I rejoice in the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said to the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we celebrate the birthday of our Blessed Mother. And you know, when we celebrate someone's birthday, it's always about them and we rejoice and we say happy birthday to them and everything else. And so it should be with our Blessed Mother, that this is the day we just don't come and say, "Okay, Mary, I need you to do more. How about doing this for me for my birthday? How about, oh, that'd be really great, Mother, if you did this for my birthday, or for your birthday." Everything we do with Mary, I think, is done out of pure selfishness. It just is. Every time we pray, it's always about getting something from our mother. "Well, she is my mother, Father." I get it. I suggest you can do that every other day of the year, except for her birthday. Today's the time we come back to her and we honor her and we love her and we tell her that we love her. You know, I used to say all the time, Mary is so often used. We use her to get what we want. May she be loved as our true mother. So today, you know, and listen to the readings. We listen from Romans 8:28. It says, God makes all things work together for good. Mary knew that. She lived that. She experienced that. We should know that, believe that, and experience it too. God will take care of us. So today, let's just honor our mother, and let's tell her happy birthday. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand.